Local officials are asking for patience and cooperation as recovery work is underway in Menasha, hardest hit by an EF3 tornado on Monday. This is Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz.
We're asking folks to stay out of the area. We're asking no gawking, no filming, no curiosity. Let the first responders and local law enforcement do their job. The sooner that we're able to clear the area, the sooner we're able to get power restored.
During a Tuesday press conference, Hintz asked that people stay out of the affected areas and allow first responders and utility crews to do their work to make those areas safe for residents to return. We Energy's crews are working to restore power in the Fox Valley and elsewhere. In the utilities service area, spokesman Matt Cullen at that Tuesday morning briefing.
We do expect that 90% of customers who were affected by those storms yesterday will have power restored by the end of tonight. However, here in the Fox Valley, where we've seen the extensive damage, the severe damage from those storms, we do expect that we'll have crews that will be working on Wednesday to continue to make those repairs.
Customers of Menasha Utilities may have a longer wait, as the damage from the tornado was most severe in that community. Menasha Mayor Austin Hammond says his community will recover from this week's devastating tornado. He spoke to WHBY in Appleton.
And I know that it's hard to imagine that right now with all of the hardship that's going on, but we will get through this together. Asking for your partnership, let's look out for one another and our neighbors and look for ways to help each other.
The Fox Valley city of some 18,000 residents was hard hit by the tornado, which swept over the area over the noon hour Monday, also causing extensive damage in Appleton and Neenah. The American Red Cross is on the ground in the Fox Valley to support the victims of Monday's tornado. Rebecca Rockhill with the Red Cross says Menasha's Christ the Rock Community Church is serving as a temporary shelter.
We have nurses volunteer with us where we can make sure individuals with oxygen have what they need. We can help replace medication if people lose their medication or are not able to take it with them.
Governor Tony Evers has declared a state of emergency for communities throughout eastern Wisconsin that experienced severe storms. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.